cases had implications for whether courts will still respect decisions of expert agencies or if the unelected judges of the lower courts will be the ones making rules based on their personal beliefs or preferences and ignore expert opinion.
And sometimes unelected judges have pretty weird or biased opinions and beliefs. And sometimes they base their views on their religious beliefs, even though we're supposed to have separation of church and state. Hi, welcome to The Shrinks on Third, our psychology and social justice podcast. I'm psychologist Julie Mayer.
And I'm psychologist Cindy Ariel. Welcome in.
Cindy, as we all know, one of the jobs of Congress is to pass laws on things that influence our daily lives. Congress makes laws for all kinds of things that have to do with health and public safety, for example.
Right, Julie. But it can be complicated because Congress itself doesn't have the time or the expertise to understand and manage all the details or anticipate everything that could happen when they make or change laws, because there's all kinds of things they make and change laws about. So they depend on federal agencies with specific expertise to make the laws work.
Which makes sense. For example, if Congress passes a law about drug safety, they wisely defer to professionals with expertise to actually set the standards and guidelines for the law, because congressmen don't know what those guidelines should be. They don't know about the details of drug safety like a professional expert.
Seems like a no-brainer. It makes a lot of sense.
Right. There's a legal doctrine that supports this practice called Chevron deference, which came out of a legal case from 1984 known as Chevron USA versus the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Yes. And in that case, the Supreme Court ruled that when laws have more than one reasonable interpretation, courts have to defer to decisions made by expert agencies that Congress tasks to administer the laws.
Yeah. And because it makes so much sense, this was already a respected practice. It was just put into law. It was a respected practice for like 100 years, and it protects the public by giving federal agencies with specific expertise the authority to make the rules to carry out laws that benefit the public.
Right. It was already a thing, and it was just made official by the Chevron deference doctrine in 1984, which was, at this point, 40 years ago.
Yeah. But if you give it some thought, you know, who better to decide, for example, the rules and standards for clean air or worker safety or the quality of our food and water or preventing financial scams and fraud and so many other crazy things that agencies with highly trained experts who have decades of experience in each specific area, they're the ones to make those rules. They know about it.
Exactly. Federal agencies include professionals with scientific and legal expertise in all different fields. So it makes sense to use them to figure out how best to protect the public when it comes to their specific expertise. Like you said, like keeping hazardous material out of our ground and water, making rules for how to manage toxic chemicals and all kinds of things that we need safeguards and protection for.
And these federal agencies are all accountable to the president and to Congress, both of whom are elected and work closely with the agencies, including controlling their funding and confirming the agency leaders, usually experts in their field, you know, known experts in their fields. And this offers us, the general public, a little bit of further protection.
Plus, our taxes go toward the salaries and education of people, these professional people that are making decisions about the many aspects of public health and safety. So their decisions are also made through a specific process that includes public input and hearings and all kind of stuff that makes it
as democratic as we get in this country right now.
There you go.
Once the laws and the standards for them are created, Judges interpret the laws and make sure the federal agencies created rules and standards that are compatible with the intent of Congress in setting the law. The court also makes sure people follow the laws.
So when Congress tasks an agency with figuring out how to implement the law they want to see, the courts have a duty to respect the standards and rules the agencies set up.
And sometimes agencies set laws that might be unclear, in which case the courts hear the disputes and resolve them based on what seems reasonable, again, given Congress's intent in setting the law in the first place.
That's right. Sometimes there's more than one option or more than one reasonable interpretation. And the expectation then is that the agency with the expertise will determine or interpret more clearly the best way forward.
Right. You would want an expert with knowledge to give guidance in that situation where there are a few different interpretations. In cases where the law leaves room for reasonable interpretation, Chevron deference dictates that courts defer to the expertise of the appropriate agency. And it's just common sense, since the agency has the trained, knowledgeable people. Why not use them?
Right. The alternative would be that unelected judges rule on how laws should be enacted, basically according to their own personal preference or their allegiance.
Which is exactly what some people are pushing for right now. The Chevron doctrine is actually being challenged before the United States Supreme Court.
That's correct. The court just heard arguments back in January in a couple of cases that could seriously weaken the ability of federal agencies to make decisions about these important issues, which are their expertise.
The actual cases in this situation were about the Atlantic fish industry, specifically herring. And while that might seem small and insignificant, it is not.
No, because these cases had implications for whether courts will still respect decisions of expert agencies or if the unelected judges of the lower courts will be the ones making rules based on their personal beliefs or preferences and ignore expert opinion.
And sometimes unelected judges have pretty weird or biased opinions and beliefs. And sometimes they base their views on their religious beliefs, even though we're supposed to have separation of church and state.
Keyword, supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in these cases, herring boat owners were asking the court to get rid of Chevron deference.
Now, they're little herring boat owners. They're not gigantic big business, but in this case, big business is siding with the small herring boats because they all want to avoid the safeguards our environmental, health, and financial laws currently require of them.
And the judges don't have the expertise for these issues. In fact, with a lot of the issues, they don't have all the information needed. They probably don't want it. They'll cater to business and special interests or even just personal interests if they want to.
And that's our whole point here. They can do whatever they personally want to do. They don't need to know the facts. They don't have to care about the facts. They're just biased.
They could make decisions on how to keep our medicine safe, for example, and nobody would question their courtroom ruling. This really could affect the checks and balances on our public safety that we've counted on for a really long time.
Right. And of course, a lot of things still get passed that jeopardize our health and safety. But this decision, if the Supreme Court makes it, absolutely clears the way for it to become a lot easier to jeopardize our health and safety.
It's interesting that the original Chevron decision was based partly around a decision by Justice Neil Gorsuch's mother, Ann McGill Gorsuch, who was Reagan's first EPA, Environmental Protection Administrator.
It doesn't seem all that complicated. And when it was first passed 40 years ago, it totally makes sense to everyone involved. It made sense to the conservatives even, who are now against it. And that includes Justice Neil Gorsuch. I think his mom would be upset with him.
Interesting. Yeah. At that time, judges and legal scholars, including, as you said, conservative justices now siding with business on this, believed it was just simply the right way to handle the details of enacting laws that Congress didn't have the information or expertise to actually set standards for. You find the people with expertise, you ask them.
Of course. But now that we answer more to billionaire businessmen and conservative groups, the tide has been turning against this protective doctrine. They want judges to make these policy decisions because it can benefit them and their businesses. And then those billionaires, they can make even more money.
Which, of course, is the point. We depend on the government to protect the public whenever it can, which includes making decisions using the best technical, economic, and scientific information available. Professionals with expertise in their specific field are who I would want to make those calls, and that's how it's been for a long time.
Because it makes the most sense. In the cases in January that we mentioned, the Supreme Court spent almost 4 hours in oral arguments with, unsurprisingly, many of them against it. And it looks like it may be completely overruled. But if it isn't overruled, it looks like at least it will be significantly weakened.
That's pretty certain. Even though the U.S. Solicitor General representing the Biden administration, along with the three liberal Supreme Court justices, argued against weakening or getting rid of the Chevron doctrine, and they really want it to remain as it now stands.
And it should. And, of course, those three are outnumbered by the six conservative justices who don't like it and who make it sound like they're siding with the poor, small herring boat owners. But actually, what they're doing is they're giving huge power to big business. It will benefit them, no doubt about it.
So the Environmental Defense Fund at EDF.org claims to be guided by science and economics and committed to climate justice. They're just one of the organizations working to get the Supreme Court to uphold the Chevron doctrine.
The Center of American Progress at AmericanProgress.org is an independent nonpartisan policy institute, which is also working to keep our protections and safeguards in place. You can get involved and stay up to date with either of these or both. Since we record this ahead of time, it may be that we're too late, but at least we want to put this out so that you can understand the rights and protections that are being taken away.
And I'm sure these organizations will continue to fight for new policies and new doctrines that can hopefully offer more, again, you know, new protections. It's going to be a fight forever.
Yeah, these organizations will stay in the fight as long as they need to, which I agree with you, Cindy, it is forever. Thanks for listening.
You can find us at shrinksonthird.com and follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Shrinks on Third. Until next time,
take care.